'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the land Fox News warned its viewers of a dastardly plan. The liberals were launching their war on the season to get rid of Christmas and commit acts of treason, removing decorations out of their sight and telling you that Santa and Jesus ain't white. Environmentalists will come right after your soul. They hate all things Christmas, especially the coal. They'll sneak in your house all dressed in their flannel and instead give the bad kids some new solar panels. They'll take up all decorations that please us. They'll even go after tiny baby Jesus. Now all these Fox lies cause such a frustration. Who would save us all from this misinformation? When live from the net there came lots of chatter. Could it be old Saint Nick, or perhaps someone fatter? Broadcasting from New Orleans down in Louisiana, it was none other than Liberal Dan, coming to save the holiday season, busting through their lies with facts, logic, and reason. But I cannot do it myself, he exclaimed. So he called other groups, each one by name, on Christians, on Muslims, on Wiccans, on Jews, on Hindus, on Buddhists, and atheists too. Let's all spread the word and tell them indeed that there's no war on Christmas, just one on greed. So instead of joining this manufactured fight, listen to Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left, that's right. And welcome back to Liberal Dan Radio, Talk from the Left, that's right. This is your host, Dan Zimmerman, coming at you from New Orleans, Louisiana. To join in on the conversation, it's area code 914-803-4131. That is 914-803-4131. You can also join us in the YouTube chat. Just go to liberaldanradio.com, which will bring you to the YouTube channel, and join us in the live. And you can join us in that chat. If you're watching or listening on Blog Talk Radio, just come on over there. I don't do two chats anymore. So that's the easiest way to do it. And also, if you're calling in from over there, it's the way I screen the calls as well. If you're listening after the live broadcast, you can always leave your comments, questions, concerns, etc. over on the show thread at liberaldan.com, on Twitter, on Twitter at Liberal Dan Radio on Twitter, Liberal Dan Radio on Facebook, and again here on YouTube, liberaldanradio.com. A bunch of stuff to talk about today. We did start the show with the Liberal Dan Radio holiday tradition of airing the Liberal Dan Radio night before Christmas. So usually I start it starting Thanksgiving, but I wanted to do the other one for a little longer. But so we'll start today's, Wednesday's, and Christmas's show with that intro as well. Then we'll go back to the other political one, but it's one that I'm proud of. And if you didn't get to hear it from the beginning, I might play it again later on in the show. But also I linked to it in the chat. If you want to share that video, with everyone else, if you thought it was clever, if you enjoyed it, which some people seem like they do. Got a good number of people in chat already, 9 viewers, 6 likes. Make sure to smash that like button, subscribe if you're not done so. We are currently, I was very close when I was at Disney World. We are at 24 hours, viewer hours to go to hit 3,000 viewer hours in the last 365 days. And then for some reason, it went backwards to now we are at 84 or 87 or 83 or something watch hours remaining. Hopefully this show will get us to the point where we need to be. Maybe we'll see. We'll see in the morning if we're there or not. Maybe we'll get there. Maybe we'll get there. I mean, it should happen organically sooner rather than later, simply because of the fact that last year we were not doing two shows a week. This year we are. Last year or before this month or 2 months ago, we were only doing about maybe I had about 300 watch hours a month. And now I'm up to like 400 something a month.
So we're doing well with that. We're at where we need to be for the 4,000 a month, let alone the 3,000 a month. So that's great. And y'all are doing great with that. I just haven't quite figured out exactly what counts and what doesn't, because I know some of y'all are watching a lot and it's just some reason it's not counting. I don't know if you can or cannot watch the same video over again. I don't know if you get credit for watching the same video over again or not. I don't know. So, did we make it to 777 subscribers? I was waiting for that because 777 is my wedding anniversary because we got married on July 7th, 2007. And of course, we did just get back last night from Disney World. For those of you that joined me in my short impromptu Wednesday night trip, that was rather fun. Just a little in the car via the phone, short podcast talking about stuff they wanted to talk about. One of the things I just want to reiterate that, you know, I kind of talked about last week that I think maybe some of y'all missed if you didn't join the last show was I'm just thoroughly amused over the fact that George Santos is potentially suing Jimmy Kimmel because Jimmy Kimmel bought cameos from George Santos to get George Santos to say ridiculous things for like $500. The problem is that Cameo has agreements that you sign, that you agree to, I guess, when you're using the services, basically saying that if you're going to use the video from the creator for a commercial purpose, that's not included in the rate. The rate is only for personal purposes. This is one of the reasons why I didn't get like some silly little $100, $200 cameo and purchase it for the show and have like some celebrity talking up Liberal Dan Radio, simply because of the fact that, you know, it was because it's a commercial purpose, I wouldn't be able to pay that $100 or $200 to get that personal use. It would have then been a commercial use and I would have had to pay a higher rate. So again, I don't know how that slipped through the cracks. I don't know if Jimmy Kimmel's staff thought that maybe this would be fair use, but I don't see how that is. So, you know, it happens. It'll be interesting to see if a lawsuit does happen and if he loses. But if he loses, and it's for the reason why, you know where you heard it first. And I just hit the button. For some reason, the Blog Talk Radio sounds.
It is.
There you go. The Blog Talk Radio sounds are taking a lot longer to play today. There's a lot of lag, so the usefulness of the soundboard isn't doing really well. But I think we got Khalil on the phone, so let's go to Khalil first before we start talking to some of the subjects. I'm just going to let you know, Khalil, if the lag from Blog Talk Radio is not just for the soundboard, if it's also for the phone, it'll be a short call. But anyway, but hopefully it's just the soundboard and we'll be able to talk.
It is what it is.
Oh, see, there we go. It clicked it again and I got the sound twice. I didn't even click it that second time, I don't think. Anyway, so here we go. Is this Khalil? I hit the button. It's going to take a second for it to actually, again, there's a lag in me hitting the button and for it processing the button. There we go. We got Khalil? Maybe? Hello? See, I'm even thinking that it's taking a while to let him know that I hit the button so that he knows that he can talk, or it's taking a while so he can know that, so that the system recognizes that, okay, he can talk, or maybe, I don't know, maybe there's another problem with the system, I don't know. Or maybe it's the fact that maybe something got reset again. Let me look at my settings again to see, because maybe he's talking and I can't hear him because because for some reason I disconnected and moved around, and for some reason um like last time when people were talking and I couldn't hear because the sounds were going somewhere else. And, you know, something stupid like that. Westweb, ABC has much more money and far better lawyers. Maybe, but I don't know. That really depends. Desktop, that's not the microphone. I want the headphones, though. Let's see. Trying to get to the settings. It's not that. It's the... No, it is the microphone. Well, no, it's the microphone would be hearing me, not the microphone. The microphone is the Rode Podcaster, so it's the correct microphone. But I don't know why we wouldn't be hearing Khalil. Anyway. Hey, Marie, what's going on? Shout-outs to everybody in the chat. We'll go through in a second. Wait, I hear something.
Hello?
Hey, can you hear us? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Did it take you a while to actually get notified that you were on the air?
Yeah, even when it notified me, it still couldn't hear me. I don't know what's going on. I know there's something wrong with that.
There's something wrong with Blog Talk Radio. I was about a minute away from giving up on you, but I'm glad I didn't. So what's going on, Khalil? How was your weekend?
Pretty good. Christmas is coming up Monday, so I hope I can have a good Christmas. I hope you have one too.
Hopefully. I mean, you know, I'm Jewish, but my wife's Catholic, so we kind of do a little bit of both. I did get the tree out of the garage because we decided to just go with the plastic ones to not have to deal with all the mess. Because the pine needles were the biggest pain in the neck, especially with the animal hair on top of the pine needles. But we basically told the kids we're getting annual passes for Disney World, so that's going to be a lot of your Christmas gift is going to be that. And your birthday gifts, a lot of them are going to be that. So they'll get some little gifts, but most of their gifts was already just spent because, you know, we took them to Disney World. So that was a good trip, and we had fun. We had fun on the trip.
Also, it's not going to be too long before I go to Richmond, Virginia.
Right.
It'll be the 11th of January.
Yep. I'm looking forward to that. I'm hoping they air it somewhere because I'm going to try and see if I can tune in and see it. So
yeah, hopefully on CNN or something like that, or like C-SPAN.
If anything, C-SPAN. Or one of the C-SPANs. If not C-SPAN 1, maybe like C-SPAN 3 or something. But I will. Do you know what time the whole thing's supposed to start?
9.
9. All right. Well, I mean, I work from home, so I'll be able to flip it on and see. And if I see you, I'll be like, hey, I know that guy.
Also, one thing. Do you know anybody in any movies? I want to do a movie or either look for a movie where it's a horror film. It's not action or comedy. It's just a straight-up sci-fi horror film or a straight-up horror film where you have a killer car and it gets blown up by a Barrett 50 cal. Do you know any movies like that? And they're straight up horror. They're not action. They're not comedy.
Isn't it Carrie? Is it Carrie that I'm talking about with the car?
No, that's it's Christine, but it didn't get destroyed. It didn't get destroyed by a 50 cal or a spark. But I was looking for like a horror film where an evil car would get destroyed by like a 50 cal. And it would flash over, and then later on it would catch on fire to destroy it. I don't know if you know any movies like that. It's not action, but it's straight-up horror, sci-fi, or just straight-up horror. I don't know if you know of any movies or any TV shows like that.
I am not sure. I mean, not horror. I mean, there's definitely shows that I've seen where cars get blown up a good bit, like, you know, Knight Rider, but that's not horror. That's just action. So, Anyway, are you trying to use that as part of your presentation, or do you want to watch something cool?
Want to watch something cool, but also draw it out as well.
Okay. Very cool. So, any big plans for the week?
I am eating at either Red Robin or Buffalo Wild Wings, and I'll just be hanging around with my counselor and everything.
Cool beans. Well, again, thank you for calling. And I got a bunch of stuff to talk about tonight. So, but I do appreciate your call, and I am looking forward to the 11th and trying to get you on there. And I'm sure we'll talk to you Wednesday before we do the Christmas thing. But you know, I don't want to tempt fate with Blog Talk Radio too much because it's already acting fishy. So, anyway, you have a good rest of your day, man. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
It's probably going to take about 15 minutes for it to actually go to mute. Who knows? So, got a question. If they remade Smokey and the Bandit, what kind of car should be used? Oh, I don't know. See, I'm just going to turn off the desktop volume because I was right. I tried to mute it, and I can still hear volume. So, who the heck knows what's going on with that? Blog Talk Radio is just being terrible. There's a war in Ukraine. Yeah, you can see a lot of Russian stuff getting blown up if you watch Ukrainian war footage. We got a lot of interesting news today. You've got Mark Meadows. He was denied with his request because he wanted his Atlanta trial to be held in federal court instead of state court because he believed that he was doing his job as part of chief of staff. And the judge, and the opinion was written by the chief judge of the 11th Circuit, and the 11th Circuit chief justice apparently is very, very conservative. Like, if you, like, drew up a conservative jurist, you would draw this person up. And he basically was like, no, you don't get to commit, like, a coup and then claim it was part of your job. So, I mean, just completely smacked down Mark Meadows, and that's good to see. And I have a little bit more about that later because I have a little, I don't know if it fully qualifies as a fat man rant, but it will qualify. It will be kind of like a message to the Trump supporters. Initially, it's something that I might have wanted to call in to Jeff Carrere's show and be like, listen, when do you tap out? But in reality, I just might make the video, upload it, and then send the link to Jeff and just be like, when do you tap out? At what point are you going to tap out? We're going to talk about that later. You got Rudy, who after being successfully sued by the two election poll workers, continued to run his mouth, and now he's getting sued again, and he's going to lose again. And, I mean, this is, I guess, one of the problems with bankruptcies because, you know, he shouldn't be able to get out of anything that he owes these women. He should have to be forced to pay them until he dies. Like, any money that he makes, he should have to just continue.